two scriptures. Oh, they're very close together. One's in Haggai, and one's in Zechariah. And many things are happening and taking place right now. We're coming to the end of the present year that we're in, and in just a few days we'll be beginning a new year. Each year covers the same four seasons. You go through spring, summer, fall, and winter, and then it flips over and you go through spring, summer, fall, and winter again. We felt that the Lord was speaking to our hearts to expect something new, that we wasn't just going to flip over and experience these same four seasons over again, but we were to go beyond. So go beyond is kind of our motto right now. We're going to go beyond. We're going to finish out this winter, and when we enter into spring, we're going to go beyond what the last previous spring was. The same thing for summer, fall, and winter again. We're going to go beyond. We've made up our mind. We have to do that in order to experience new things. It's like those Israelites had circled around that mountain there in Exodus. Finally the word came, you've been around this mountain long enough, now turn and go north. Now, we may not be going into a literal direction or north, but we're not going to go around this mountain any longer. The other day I was thinking that the picture that entered my mind was of an animal, a person, or whatever that rose up out of the sea and had seaweed all over it. And I said, gosh, that's kind of the way I've felt here lately, is that all the circumstances that are trying to wrap us and hold us down and to tie us up and keep us from moving forward. It never fails that when you set your heart to take a few steps, to go a little bit beyond in your relationship with the Lord, that things are going to come up to battle you on it. So you know, you may as well expect it. There'll always be resistance. And so in my own self, I'm tearing away at the seaweeds and wrappings of circumstances and things, and I'm not going to be held back, but we're going to go forward, and we're going to not only go forward, we're going to go beyond. We're going to go beyond. We have to. Man has a way of getting caught up in the same old, same old. Man tends to always reject change. I've noticed that in my own self at times. But if we're going to walk with God, we're going to experience change. And that's what a walk is. You're step by step. You're moving into something new. What do they call that? Where you're walking in place. You walk in place, you're taking steps and you're moving, but you're not going anywhere. It's like it's like walking on a treadmill. You get a lot of exercise and you're walking, but you're not going anywhere, you see. Well, we don't want that kind of walk. We want a walk that goes beyond. We want to go beyond. The relationship that I've had with the Lord, it's been good, but we pretty much worn it out. I'm looking for something more, and so I'm setting my heart to go beyond. And I'm hoping that everyone else will begin to do the same. Two scriptures that came to me during this, during the worship while we were singing those songs. One from the first chapter of Haggai, and the second scripture is in Zechariah. Zechariah, by the way, is the book right after Haggai, so they're close together. In the first chapter of Haggai, begin with verse 3. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, and I'm reading from King James, the Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Old Testament. And the Septuagint is what Jesus and the disciples had during the days of the early church. It's what they used, which is Septuagint. And the Septuagint reads, just a slight difference, then came the word of the Lord in Haggai the prophet. In other words, it wasn't a booming voice out of heaven, but it was the word of the Lord in him. Don't you feel in your heart that you want to get to the place where you can hear God speaking in your heart? That you're not having to look to some outward sign, but he's speaking in your heart. Anyhow, the word of the Lord came in Haggai the prophet. And in verse 4, God says, is it time for you to dwell in your sealed houses and this house lie waste? In other words, they were building their own homes, their own houses. They were sealed houses. They had a roof, a top, you know, a ceiling. But God's house was just lying waste. Now this gets into what Jesus was talking about in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, don't put your light under a bushel. A bushel is a unit of measurement, and you don't want your light or your relationship with the Lord to be under a bushel, and it cannot go beyond that. We want to get beyond the bushel and go beyond. And this is what the Lord is talking to them. He said, here you are dwelling in your sealed houses. You're not going to make any progress in those sealed houses. They have a ceiling on just how far you can go. So you know what this represents? The sealed houses represents things that are made of man, like denominations. They have a ceiling. You can go just so far. Yeah, you believe like we do, or you can't be a part of us. Someone was telling me recently about an interdenominational type church, and they were just accepting people from a lot of different denominations, and so they were bringing everything down to the lowest common denominator. Let's find the one thing that everybody believes, and we'll just throw off everything else. My gosh. No way would I want to do that. I want to go beyond. I don't want to throw away the progress that I made so that I can get along with somebody that just doesn't believe as much. Well, bless their hearts. They want to live in their little sealed house, but I want to move beyond that. And this is what the Lord was talking about. You're in your sealed houses. But my house, and we're going to find out later that God's house is going to be built a whole lot different. So in verse 5, the Lord says, consider your ways. You have sown much, and you bring in little. You eat, but you don't have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but there is none warm. And he that earns wages, earneth wages to put it into a bag with hole. In other words, no matter what you do, there's no fruitfulness coming out of it. You don't get fruitfulness out of a sealed doctrine, a sealed belief system that goes so far that that's it, we don't go beyond this, you see. So the Lord says in verse 7, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain. You know, let's start moving up to this, to the kingdom mountain, and let's bring wood, let's build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, said the Lord. In other words, change your ways. Quit being so concerned about your own little man-made things, and let's see the house of the Lord glorified. Now, move on over a few pages to Zechariah, and we're going to go to chapter 2. Throw that bushel basket away. It won't hold everything we're going to believe. And I tell you honestly, I don't think at this point that we believe even a small fraction of what we're going to believe. Because even with the revelation that God has given, all of the seals have not been taken off of the book yet. We do not have perfect understanding of the scriptures. And I'll tell you what, Rebecca and I have read this Bible through numbers of times. And boy, this last time as we're going through here, to Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Zechariah, Ezekiel really stood out to us because of the judgments. And I feel very much like God's getting ready to pour out some judgments on our country. Because it's sleeping, it's unaware. They've had their religion under a basket for so long, they're not aware of anything beyond that. Well, we're going to go beyond. I don't have a belief system that I feel like I need to protect. To hang on to. In fact, I feel a little bit like Paul when he said he count all things as loss. Forget it all so that we can move on into something more, into God. That's important. We need a whole new belief system, a different mindset. And our mindset is not going to be to protect and hold on to what we've got. Our mindset is going to be, throw it off, we're going forward. Amen. All right, chapter 2 of Zechariah. Let's see what God has to say here. Let's just start reading with verse 1, and we'll get on down to about verse 5, 6, wherever we're going here. I lift up my eyes again. Oh, wow, look at that. Zechariah says, I lift up my eyes again. Now, he lifted up his eyes before, and he had visions and revelations of the Lord. But here he said, I lift up my eyes again. Now, you have a lot to do with what you have received from the Lord. Lift your eyes up again. So here, we're going beyond, okay? And he looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then I said, where are you going? And he said to me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof and what is the length thereof. Have you had God to measure your Jerusalem yet? Your house, has he measured your belief system? That's what he did with Habakkuk here. Haggai. He measured them, and man, you're missing it. You're not getting anywhere. No fruitfulness, nothing. So he's going to do some measuring here of Jerusalem. Jerusalem represents the the Christian religion. See? Verse 3, behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him, and said to him, run, speak to this young man, saying, hey, that guy with that's going to be doing the measuring, you go tell him, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle in it. You can't measure that. It's unmeasurable. There's not going to be any walls. No denominational walls in God's house. Nothing to hold you in. Nothing to lock you into. No belief system that you got to, well, we'll hang on to this one. No. It's go beyond. And all the walls are taken down, so you have complete freedom to go beyond. You say, man, you mean I can just keep on keeping on? I can keep on growing in God? I don't have to reach a point and say, well, this is as far as I can go. God just isn't doing anything else. No, He's doing a lot else. He's doing much. Take another step. Go beyond where you are now. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. Now you get a closed structure, closed belief system. You just can't get many people in there. Not enough room. But the New Jerusalem, there's going to be a multitude of men and cattle therein. So, can't have any walls. Verse 5, for I, says the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in her midst. Oh man. And instead of walls, there's going to be a wall of fire. The fiery presence of the Lord, His glory in the midst of her. You see, Jerusalem has become a her. That tells you it's not talking about Jerusalem over there in Israel. It's talking about New Jerusalem. The body of Christ. They that become the bride of the Lord. Look at verse 6. Ho, ho, come forth. Flee from the land of the north, says the Lord, for I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord. Deliver yourself, O Zion, that dwells with the daughters of Babylon. Babylon in the scriptures represents all that would hold God's people back. Belief systems that hold God's people in. Any belief system that holds them in. Babylon represents that bushel basket that the Lord said, don't put your light under a bushel, you see. Babylon is anything that would restrict you from moving in to more of God. And so the Lord is saying, flee from anything that would restrict you from moving or making progress in the Lord. Because it's time to go beyond. Whatever your present relationship with the Lord is, go beyond. If you're in a belief system that limits you on how far you can go in God, flee from it. Get out of it just as fast as you can. Because God's going to judge it. The judgments of God are going to come upon all belief systems, all churches, all organizations, anything that restricts and holds back God's people. God is going to judge it. This will be a Jerusalem inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. Isaiah said that the kingdom of the Lord, increase of the kingdom, is without end. In other words, God says, I'm not putting a limit on it. There's no limit on the kingdom of God. You get in there and you just keep going. You're constantly going beyond. You can go just as far as you dare to go. And thing of it is, when you're under a belief system that is designed to hold you back, it's hard, very hard to break out of that. Very difficult. Because those kind of things, Babylon can become something that it's a comfort zone for you, you see. But once you break out of it, man, you break into a liberty, you don't ever want to stop. You just want to keep going beyond, take another step, moving in the revelations of the Lord. I tell you, you got to try. Break out of everything that would tend to restrict you. Your sealed houses that Haggai talked about, forget them. But move into the world of God where there are no limitations placed upon His people. Go beyond. Amen.